There's still plenty of interior work to be done before a planned opening sometime in late April, but newly appointed general manager Ernie DeLaverson says it will look nothing like the old place when people come in to bet on live horse races or historical races via a slot machine-like device.
It's going to be electrifying. You got a lot of hard colors, primary colors. You got red, white, black, some neon out there, so it's going to be a lot of energy.
Rosie's Gaming Emporium is looking to hire around 125 people to run the Vinton location, one of five Rosies set to debut this year statewide. The first will be at the reopened Colonial Downs Racetrack in New Kent. Gene Marano, WFIR News.